Torero, podcast 160 in sunny London on a sunny Sunday morning with a hangover and a sexy baritone voice. I'm in Soho Square once again. I keep being drawn to Soho Square. It's a good place to have breakfast on a Sunday, just north of Seedy Soho. It has the Casanova connection. It has one of my favourite pubs just down the side street called the Toucan, which does the best Guinness in London. But why am I in Soho Square? I'm recovering from yesterday's London Day Game meetup, and joining me, sitting on a bench next to me, not looking as rough as I am and sounding pretty normal, so maybe that's his younger genetics, it's Tom. Do you remember Tom from previous podcasts? He's the guitar guy, and he's also the How to Have Sex in a Park guy. And he was the guitarist last night with me. I was pretending to be a guitarist, but Tom is a guitarist. That's his job. And my, oh my, they were sweet licks. Sweet lead playing yesterday. It was hard to appreciate because it was a meetup, so it was quite loud and raucous, and that was fine. And we were getting quite drunk. But Tom, your playing was beautiful. Good morning, Tom.
Thank you very much.
Are you feeling all right?
I'm feeling good today. Sunny, happy.
You woke up with not much of a hangover. Maybe you drank less than me.
Yeah, lots of water as well. That's been good.
And you weren't singing or smoking, so I sinned many times. But I'm waking up now. We've had a bit of breakfast.
Yep.
And I haven't seen Tom for a while. So back on the horse is the topic of the podcast, both in the sense that you haven't done day game for a while and you are about to get back into it, but more entertainingly, I admire the fact that you said, yeah, we'll be honest about what happened last night, because some guys would try to hide it. But let us set the scene. We had the meetup. Thank you very much, by the way, if you came to the meetup.
Yeah, that's great.
We met many fine gentlemen. Some of you bought me beers. That was very kind. Apologies if I didn't speak to all of you. But as I said, I was aiming to drown out any serious theory with music. So we played music yesterday, and the idea was to meet each other in a Christian Bible study and have brotherly love and pray together. It was very good. Yeah, some guys came a long bloody way. One guy had come all the way from Italy. So if that's you, thank you very much. What were we saying? Yes, let's set the scene. So we had finished playing. Tom had had a few beers by this stage, a few cheeky ciders. And I suppose you probably got a bit horny, did you? Did the old beer kick in and you thought, I'm feeling a bit horny and I don't want to go home alone? So how did you actually start this ball rolling yesterday?
I just remembered a girl that I day gamed like 3 months ago or 4 months ago.
And you don't live in London, do you?
No.
But this was in London 3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah. I was coming to do some practice or just for fun, really. I was hanging out with some friends and then we'd done a couple of approaches. Anyway, so I remember this girl, she flaked on me on the first date. Like, she seemed so on when I met her. Like, real on, in terms of, like, I gave the compliment, she complimented me back straight away. She even touched my hair.
So she dropped her phone.
She dropped her phone as well.
I'd have nicked it, done a runner. No, but that's a sign. She was happily shocked.
Yeah. And then she texted me very well, invested a lot. I arranged the first date, came to London, and she flaked, just blanked off. So then I just didn't text her after that.
Yeah. Until the accidental push away. You were silent.
Yeah, I just saw her as a time waster, really. That was basically it. So then I, for like last night, I was like, who do I know in London? Ah, this girl.
And then, how many beers did you have by this stage? 3 or 4?
Only three.
Okay.
And then, I texted her. And again, she seemed very, very on.
This is while we were having beers with the guys. You just got your phone out and started texting, yeah?
Yeah, I just said, hey, I'm in central London.
And right.
She said, where? And I said, Covent Garden.
Can you read the timestamp?
So 10:20, we're in central. She replied within 1 minute, and I haven't spoken to her for 4 months, but she's been on my Instagram stories watching me. And then anyway, she said, listen, I have a proposition to make.
Proposition,
yeah. How late are you out until? I was like, oh, this is good. I said, most of the night. I sent a little photo pin of me and Tom at the gig. Oh, do you have your guitar with you, she says.
This is replying within seconds, yeah?
Yeah.
This is now 10:23.
And then I just say, yeah, come to Covent Garden. And then, shall I read that message then?
Yeah, this is when the day game gods seem to appear from a cloud and descend down into Covent Garden, and all of us, including myself, was a bit too excited by this text message. And this came at 10:24, and she said...
She said, so I have a dissertation that's due in 24th of August, so I'm working at the moment. But at 11:30 p.m., how do you feel about coming to mine to chill and listen to some rock music? I live
near Covent Garden.
Near Covent Garden, 10 minutes away. So if I send you my address, you could come over.
So rare. I mean,
and that's word for word.
That is word for word. Yeah. Reading that message out. So a booty call on a girl you hadn't even dated. No. So I said to you, okay, she's ovulating. It's time of the month. This is one in a million, but it happens. There's one on stealth seduction, ching ching, where the girl sends me her address late at night, and I go there. So it does happen.
Yeah.
And if you asked any day gamer, you know, what do you put the odds on for that? You know, we were all celebrating, weren't we? We were like, go, Tom, go.
Uh huh.
Yep. You were pumped and you were ready and pretty chilled.
Yeah,
and
sobering up with the water to make sure I was hydrated, yeah.
So you got your guitar around 11:15.
Yeah.
And we all patted you on the back and we're like, nice one, man. And that's when I said the fatal words. We'll do a podcast on it in the morning, man. You can tell your lay story and, you know, we'll do one about booty calls. This is great.
Yeah.
And I said, it's a gift. It's a reward because you've been working hard on your business and you helped me out with that gig yesterday. I said, you know what? It's really good when the day game gods roll you a six, man, or a double six.
Right, yeah.
So let us paint the picture even more now as you walk towards her house with your guitar. What happened next?
I texted her when I was outside. She came straight away.
Naughty pigeon there. God, they're disgusting, these pigeons in London. They just look so... they're Soho pigeons, so they are extra cheeky and extra dirty. Very confident. Anyway, yeah, go on.
Yeah, yeah, and then she basically came outside and let me in.
And what the first red flag, you said?
First red flag, she wasn't really dressed up. She had like a jumper on.
One of the hottest days of the year.
Yeah.
Next red flag, like, you said about the
tracksuit bottoms, kind of. Like Jimmy tracksuit bottoms. In her room, really hot. I was, you know, okay, let's go and, you know, grab a drink. She was like, oh, there's no drinks, I just have water. Okay, cool. Lights were bright on.
Yeah.
And I was still thinking, like, oh, okay, it must be on. What I just got to do is chill out for a bit, show her some guitar, do a bit of physical on her, and then eventually something will happen, right? I didn't push it too hard at first. So she played the questions game on me. Did you know that?
Oh.
She said, oh, let's play a game. It's called 21.
This is why I suspect she's done it before.
So, right.
On other dudes. I won't tell you what happened, but I think it's very confident for a girl to say, come over to my house, here's my address, and then she says, let's play the questions game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's pretty smooth for a girl. Anyway, so all the listeners are thinking now, well, this is 100%. I mean, you know, you're on a bed, you've done the guitar. Were you lying on a bed?
Yeah. I got her in stages. So first of all, showed her a few chords on guitar, and then was touching her arms, you know, hands, and then she got closer to me a bit. But she wouldn't touch me as such. Like, there was no reaching out to me. I had to do most of that work.
Creepy Kino.
Yeah.
Creepykino.com.
Anyway, so we started laying on the bed. I just said, let's play guitar like this. Laying on the bed. She followed.
Cut to the chase, Thomas.
Yeah.
What happened?
Tried kissing her and she avoided that.
I don't blame her.
Then, yeah, started... Then started showing me texts of, like, other guys. And
oh, this is good. Again, which I suspect is another reason she's done this before. She wanted you to leave voice messages for her friend.
Yeah. She kept, like... This guy who she really makes jealous a lot. He's chasing her like crazy, but...
So you're just involved in the plot line. You're just a tool for this drama. Yeah. Okay. And then, did you battle on, or did you just? Oh no, she eventually kicked you out.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to kiss her maybe once more, and then I thought, I'm chasing too much. This is not on, because I didn't feel that vibe from her. The same vibe as...
Yep.
You know that sexy vibe that you know.
Oh, yeah, baby, I know the sexy vibe.
So, I started yawning a lot, and she started asking me questions I wasn't answering. I was just, like, lying in bed, like, almost sleeping. It was really weird. And then, she just said, you have to go home now.
That's a romantic line, isn't it?
2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and Tommy T, Tom Torreira, was tucked up in bed alone after a pot noodle and a wank. And I vaguely remember my phone buzzing around 2:30, maybe nearly 3 o'clock, and you were like, I'm coming home, where are you? Let me in.
Exactly, yep. I called you once, you didn't answer. And I told her, listen, I just called him, I'm going to have to stay here. And she was like, call him again.
Well,
it's quite fun.
That's commiserations, and listeners are commiserating with you, and all the guys that we were celebrating beforehand, we now apologise. We should never, you know, celebrate before the lay. That's a lesson learned that I've done before, where you tell your mates, yeah, man.
I've done it a lot, yeah.
Yeah, so.
It's just you get excited, you know.
But the theme of today, getting back on the horse, that phrase being obviously something bad happens.
Yeah.
Someone has a skiing accident and then they say, fuck, I don't really want to go skiing again. You know, it might happen again, or you fall off the horse quite literally and you're afraid of horses. So what happens to the majority of day gamers is you have a bad date, you have a bad experience, and then you say no, you know. Women are evil, you write it up online, you complain, you moan, you go over the situation, you're the victim. And I was expecting you this morning to be pissed off, because I know a lot of day gamers that would be ranting, but you woke up with a big smile on your face. I thought you were still pissed. We've just had breakfast, you're very calm, and you shrugged it off, which is a real sign of both a pro poker player and a pro day gamer, where you take the wins and the losses. And why do you think you are this calm? Have you been in that situation before, or can you deal with flakes now and blue balls?
No, I haven't been in that situation exactly before. I've had flakes, of course, but I think actually the main thing is I've faced bigger challenges and bigger things and that, so that doesn't really bother me.
And you said right now you've got other things going on in your life.
Yeah, and it just helps you stay grounded, stay solid, stay happy as well.
Yeah.
Like when I left her house, I just like laughed to myself on the way home. I was just like, that was just crazy, weird, but okay. New experience is a new experience, right?
Yeah.
So.
I was telling you about that Latvian girl on the van tour, and they still sting, right? I'm sure at some level yesterday evening as you walked home, there was a sting. Maybe you were thinking that was a waste of time, or that was a bit annoying, or obviously you still have blue balls, and you're like, unless you wanked in an alley or something.
Yeah.
So the sting never goes away. And in I was on the van tour in Latvia, but and I had that game playing girl.
Long.
Yeah, it doesn't last long. It stung after it happened. I went to bed feeling a bit like deflated, but then the next morning, you have to learn, like, it's a new day, as quickly as possible. You get back to your day game self, you get back to your dating, that girl is now gone.
Yes.
You know, you cannot let it fester. That's when guys will go online onto forums and the rage will build. It's like after a blowout, or a particularly bad blowout, you need to get back and do another approach. You know, don't go home. I say to students, don't finish your session on a really bad thing, because you're going to go home and you can think about that a lot. And probably write it up on some forum. Yeah. So that's getting back on a horse. But you've been off the horse in other senses, that you haven't been doing cold approach heavily for 3 or 4 months. You've been on the business hustle. Can you give us an update on your guitar, freedom, business hustle?
Yeah. So I haven't been doing cold approach pickup. I have cold approached for, you know, students.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's kept you sharp.
Yeah, I guess it has, in some way. different skill. I mean, it's the same skills, but slightly different, right?
Yeah, in some way.
You're a guitar teacher for children, so we hope they are different skills.
But a lot of them
with nice mothers, which we shall come on to. But the last time guys heard from you, you had how many students?
It must have been, I don't know the exact number, maybe 8, 9. I know I was earning just under 1,000 a month.
And just to recap, if you've not heard Tom on a podcast, this is the guy. You worked in a supermarket, then you were a one-to-one guitar teacher in person, and then you worked out how to do guitar teaching online.
Yep, that's right.
So you had this aim to get X number of students so you could be comfortable.
Yeah, when I worked in the supermarket, it was only 2 years ago. When I got my first student, was a year and a half ago. And now I've taken 4 months, focused purely on business, nothing else.
Roughly how many students now?
Now 22.
So you hit your target and you worked out you wanted 2 grand-ish a month from online guitar teaching.
Two and three grand, yes.
So you're hitting it now.
Yeah, just over 2 grand. So I'm very happy with that. You know, it's not bad for 12 hours work a week.
Mate, I'm going to insert some clapping here. That is bloody good. And you get a certificate with a smiley face on it because... Again, it's impressive. A lot of guys want to do 4-hour work week stuff and leave their job and travel. Sure. But I keep saying to you, you're one of the few guys who did it.
Mm-hmm.
And you started it at what age?
23. 22, 23, yeah.
Wow, so to sort all this out and to get to 2 grand a month off teaching guitar online at 24, 25, that's amazing.
Yeah, and the big part of it is actually your mindset. Like, I've done this, got to 2 grand just in 4 months, right? If I lose all my students and everything, lose all the money, I can repeat the same thing again and probably get to the same result in another, you know, 3 or 4 months.
Well, that's exactly the same as that story last night. That's back on the horse.
But it took me maybe, 2 years to work out all the little, to get the mindset right, to get me thinking about money in a better way, like earning more money and
perfect that sales pitch, which is A, perfect day game, and B, perfect your pitch.
True, yeah.
You know.
So now I've got that process down, I've got like a certain process I do. It gives me a new confidence, the fact that I can literally, if I'm running low on money, if I lose a student, I can find another one.
And you said a nice thing, that your parents actually believe it now, because obviously they're nervous when you say you're following this creepy old dude called Tom Torero and he said to quit your job and go traveling. That sounds very suspect. But now they must see that this is a reality you're on. They've even seen your students in real life, haven't they, at a gig and stuff?
Student performance. And they were very happy because, you know, they're very happy.
So, back on the horse, in terms of girls, in September, you've told me you're going to Asia.
Yep.
For a mixture of music and pickup and some other kinky things, which we shall mention. But back on the horse for guys that have taken a break from pickup, right? For whatever reason, girlfriend, business, injury. What's it going to be like then? Your first day, let's say in Korea. I know you haven't decided exactly where you're going, but...
Yeah.
What's it going to be like? How are you going to get back on the day game horse?
Okay, the first thing I always do when I arrive at new country is sleep, because of obviously the plane journey, especially long distance flights. And then the day after that basically is my day. I just go out and force myself to approach.
Jump in?
Yeah, literally.
Does that new city give you a free buzz?
Vibe. Yeah. There's something about being in a new place, a new environment.
Yeah.
It just makes you more excited. But actually, saying that, it kind of gives you a bit of nerves at first, because you're like, what's going to happen? Is this right for day game and all that stuff? Once you do that first approach and you realise it's the same as anywhere else, then it's...
But that's quite a nice buzz to have.
I like that. Yeah, of course.
So you get the butterflies back, the AA comes back, but it's familiar. You know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah. And guess what? I get the same when I'm going out to sign up a student who I haven't... And I've taken a long break from doing that as well. It's the same thing.
And how long do you say, okay, this is going to suck? Is it like a day, a couple of days?
Literally, 1 or 2 days.
Yeah.
I know I don't expect any results, really. I don't expect any numbers. yeah, the first thing I work on is let's just get my vibe going by approaching.
And even before approaching or around approaching, I showed you some this weekend of flirting with everybody, right? Where you have to get into an autopilot almost. And I showed you with like some waitresses, and there was a girl in a park yesterday where...
That was fun.
Most students...
We should record it.
I know, we should have recorded that. And bless her, she wasn't a beautiful girl, was she? A girl approached us. We were in a park yesterday and she was doing a survey. She was Polish and she approached us and she wasn't attractive.
Yeah.
But did you notice how I immediately went into the autopilot of breaking rapport, and I did all the lines just to show you. And now when I do that with a student, the student will always say, why did you do that? She wasn't hot, man. I mean, what's the point? Did you fancy her? Did you want a number? They see it as binary, like either I'm Mr. Day Game and I'm flirting with hot girls or nothing. Mm. I'm quite grumpy in a cafe. And the way I do it is if I'm going on a day game trip, which I am in September, I think the end of September, even when I'm in the airport, I'll start with the guy behind the check-in desk. I'll make a little joke.
I do that. Yeah. I do the same thing.
The girls on the aeroplane, I'll make a little joke. And then when you're having breakfast before your day game, like we just had now, I will tease the waiter, how was your meal? I will say, terrible. You know, what would you like? Some love. You know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So that mindset of I flirt with everyone, I am flirty, this is win-win, I feel good, they feel good. That takes away a lot of the heavy weirdness that you see some day gamers have when they walk around. It's either I'm talking to girls or nothing. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
And you were saying it was like, you know, when a rock star, he's taking time off, he's old, he's gone, had a divorce, he's got an illness, but people have paid to see him at Wembley, so he has to be able to walk on stage and for a time switch it on. And you can call that a mask or whatever, but you know what I mean, there has to be that almost element of performance right if you're getting back into this, because not every day you're not going to feel
true
on top of the world.
I didn't think of that until you was talking about it to me, because when I've had gigs before where I don't feel like playing the gig, you're just not in the right mood, whatever, but then you know it's a performance, so you get up on the stage and you put on this different kind of person. In a way, it's still you, but it's like a different side of you, you know, the wild side of you. And then within 5 minutes the first song finishes, you get the audience, you know, clapping, and you're just like, yeah, I'm buzzed up now.
Yeah,
I didn't think of pickup like that though. Tom opened my mind to that.
I opened it wide. Well, this is why I often argue when guys complain and say, is pickup a mask? And I say, well, yeah, you have lots of personas during your day. You behave with your mum differently to how you behave with your boss, and then you behave differently if you're in church, you behave differently if you're talking to girls. There's an element of you take on a character, and of course, when you're a beginner, there's a fake it till you make it, in that you have to walk around believing that you're... higher value than perhaps you are, that you're a rock star, that you're a god, that you're a seducer, and it all feels a bit weird, and you're wearing new clothes and you're thinking, this is, it's not really me. That's necessary. And over time, of course, the aim is to become that person and do it on autopilot and to be able to switch it on if you need to. So you're pretty confident anyway. Look at that pigeon, go on. You're pretty confident that you can do that in September in Asia?
Very confident. I approach with all the enthusiasm that I can. I give 100% into it all.
Yeah, and I think because you've done it in the past.
What I'm trying to say is, I'm not the most technical. I'm pretty basic with the actual day game approach and stuff.
But because you've done the whole system before and you've done the sales system before, do you just trust your skill? Like, I say to myself, Tom, you've done this enough. Like, if I go out and do it, something will happen.
Yeah, exactly. Because my day game went down real, like, a lot when I started over-analysing, like, what words am I saying and what lines is this and her reactions and all that. Again, you need to analyse it in the beginning, though, don't you?
Yes, it's a stupid question to debate because both are needed. In the beginning, you need to know what you're doing. And then in the end, you need to freestyle. Yep. Nobody's right. Yeah. The pro guitarist is right, and the beginner doing scales is also right. They're different questions. It's like we were talking about over breakfast. Is it better to build value and girls come to you, which we shall link to Asia in a second, or is it better to improve your game? They're loaded questions. That's a trick question, because pickup is the vehicle to delivering value. Pickup is also the value in itself, because you learn pickup and you change yourself. But of course, it's also better to increase your value. And what you're about to do, let's skillfully link it to Asia. You're not only doing cold approach pickup, you're going over there to play gigs. Yes. You're going over there to play guitar. Yeah. So, you know, I always just chuckle and say, yeah, for the pussy. But you genuinely want to play gigs, yeah?
Of course, yeah. I want to combine all the things I love in life together.
Pigeons, pussy, and...
And guitar.
And guitar. I was trying to think of another P. Plectrums.
Plectrums. Picks.
Fingering. You're just a fan of fingering, really, aren't you? I've heard.
Fingering the fretboard, yeah.
Fingering pigeons. That's a mighty bell. It's church. Time for church, Thomas.
Sunday.
But yeah, okay, so you've got multi levels of the hustle now. So cold approach is one. Playing gigs is obviously going to get you female attention in Asia. You know that, yeah?
And I'm using the cold approach skills to get the girls to the gigs, if that makes sense. I see it as more efficient. Day game, you can only date, you know, yeah, you can throw 3 dates in one day, but you got to do it one by one. Whereas I can invite 10 girls that I've day gamed out to a gig, which is, first of all, much easier to get them out. And then second of all, I can filter, you know, 10 at once.
This is levels of game. Did you hear the mystery thing on it? Well, we were talking about it in Russia. Yeah, and we had a chat afterwards.
We did, yeah.
So neither's right or wrong. Like, cold approach is awesome on single girls. Uh-huh. Social circle game is good if you can do it. But this is something even cleverer, which is like almost like club promotion, where you're getting day game girls, bringing them to a gig, and then letting the pre-selection magic happen.
Yeah, and I'm playing to my strengths. My strength is a performer and a guitarist, and that's where I am probably the most high value, you know?
Okay, and then the new level that you want to add is a bit of kink. It's a bit of filth, perhaps inspired by Troy Francis and the like, but you just, I know you said with your ex-Korean girlfriend, you were dabbling, but you've got a new hustle going on now in Asia where you want to not only do day game, not only do the guitar and the gig, but you want to add in fetish clubs. Can you explain?
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, I love the BDSM scene, and I love the BDSM, like, what they're doing at the moment in it.
Not the PVC though. Surely you don't love
the
that.
Latex.
Cheesy costumes.
No. Just the normal clothes. But I just love the whole, I don't know how to describe it. It's like an out of world experience. I love out of world experiences. And so when you sleep with a girl in the park for the first time, it gives you that out of world experiences. Then when you've done it 4 times, it gets a bit like the norm, you know? Same with sleeping with a new girl from cold approach pickup. When you first do it, you maybe 10 times, you're like, wow, this is amazing. And then eventually it kind of gets a bit like, I'm just repeating the same thing. So then I'm always seeking for that next out-of-world experience, and definitely BDSM gives me that.
What is that Korean film called? The Handmaid's Tale, or The Handmaiden?
Yeah, with the bisexual girls.
I'll find out what it is, but yeah, that's a slightly gentler introduction than Nymphomaniac. But you watched that with your girlfriend, didn't you? I've watched it with Asian girls.
Yeah, I did. She actually showed me. I didn't know that.
Ah, exactly. So this fluidity of female sexuality. And that's, there's a lot of nice bi-lesbian action going on in that movie.
There's a lot, yeah.
And so, okay, but now you want to really take it to the next level. On this trip, what are you going to do?
Right, so I'm in contact with a very kinky girl, actually, from Asia. And so the country that I'm going to, me and her are gonna, she's a singer as well. And she's also into the BDSM scene as well, which is great. She has a lot of friends from that scene. So me and her are performing at a like kinky carnival. And then we're gonna perform some normal gigs as well in like some pubs. And yeah, that's what I'm doing to combine. I wouldn't call that pickup anyway, that's just playing guitar and being into that.
Yeah, but in the back of your mind, you know full well that that's,
I know that pickup. If I invite some other girls, it'd be easy.
man, don't be ashamed of it. This is an intelligent hustle. I know you love music, and you would have done the gigs anyway.
Yeah.
But you're well aware the power of Instagram and guitar gigs.
Like I said earlier, yeah, I'm playing to my strengths. So I know that if I'm on stage as a rock guitarist, and I invite 5 to 10 girls, I know that they're going to see me as the most attractive guy in that room. And it's the environment you create for them, which...
And you used to do that even in the UK in your old band, didn't you? You just spot the IOIs in the audience, and then you just need to bounce.
But I didn't day game to get girls into the gigs.
No.
That's the difference now.
Okay, and this girl is going to, anyway, introduce you to take you to some weird and wacky events. And she's obviously got a massive network of friends. She's pretty high up in the in the thing. So...
Yeah, so we're going to this, like, they call them play parties, which should be so much fun. Again, I don't really know what to expect, but I just know it's going to be fun.
That's good, man. I like that feeling of being out of your depth. You know, again, which is, again, a bit of the nerves where you're like, fuck me. Like yesterday, me singing and playing, I'm like, fuck, this is weird, and I don't like it, and I haven't done it. But then that's the edge of, you know, however cheesy it is, your comfort zone.
Yeah, and I think you should always be pushing for that, because once that becomes the normal thing, then you're on a, I don't know, you're on a different level, aren't you?
You're really flatlining and probably descending, you know, if it's too comfortable. My tolerance for repetition's very low.
Yeah, and I think to keep that kind of nice, sparkly energy within yourself.
Yeah.
Without sounding too spiritual, do you know what I mean?
Like, no, the puppy dog energy that you have, Thomas.
That's it. That enthusiasm.
Yeah.
I think that's a secret to what I do, is I just keep... I don't like saying pushing myself, because that sounds like I'm working really hard, do you know what I mean?
You're lazy bastard.
Trying for lots of new experiences and things like that. And that just gives me this energy, which I don't know how to explain.
I thought it was drugs, but it's clearly not, because you've woken up in a happy state. But... Go for it, man. And next time I speak to you, you can tell us all the kinky stories. But we shall leave it there. Old Father Time is quite literally ding-donging us out, and we have to go and return some gear, musical gear, not drugs. Thank you once again if you came yesterday to the London meetup. I shall try and do them more often. I shall try and do one in America. Sorry to you guys in Australia. You're bloody miles away.
Yeah.
But you're in my prayers. I don't know if I'm doing a live stream today, if I put this out today, probably not. I'm wrecked, I'm still wrecked, and I'm back to Wales, and then I'm going to Germany, and after that I don't know. But thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thank you.
And I shall speak to you next week. Ta-da.
And bye for me.